This month, we're featuring four Milwaukee-area technical college students in conversation with people who've helped them along their education journeys. In this, our final installment of the series, we hear from Corey Lee, a father of two who graduated with a business management degree in December. During his time at MATC, Corey turned to the faculty-run Fast Fund for emergency financial aid. He got to know Michael Rosen, the retired professor who founded the Fast Fund, which has helped hundreds of students stay in school. The two of them sat down to talk about Corey's education experience.
I started off at UW-Waukesha. I was about, I think, 19. Ended up having a son, and then I failed my exam, my math exam. After that, I stopped going to school for a couple years, and I learned how to be a dad. And once I learned how to be a dad, I went back to school in 2017. I took off maybe about 5 years, so 2012, and then I went back in 2017. I'm a big advocate for being a role model, especially for people younger than me, such as my kids. So I went back and made sure that I finished. There are some late nights where you have kids running around and playing with toys and things, and you're trying to get an exam done or some homework done, which could be a little challenging, but just got to have the mental toughness to push through it. I believe that at any age, you can go back to school. It's not a race. Go at your own pace. That's my
motto. So how old were you when you went back to school?
2017, 5 years ago, I was about 23, 24.
So what's been the most challenging for you in terms of trying to get your degree? Which, congratulations, I know you got it, actually.
Thank you.
So,
honestly, like any other student at any school, getting up to sign up because you know how hard maybe that last semester was, and you're like, oh, I got to go through this again. I know some people from high school might have taken some courses that carried over into college, but I didn't. So I had to start fresh and, you know, go from there. And then I had to take a couple classes. You know, you have to test into MATC or any other college. And math that's not one of my favorite things. So I had to take like an extra math class before the basics, the understudy classes. So I don't know. I think that just getting up to sign up for school and actually going in and finishing is a great feat for no matter how many years you have to do it.
In terms of financial pressures, can you talk a little bit about that? How you were a working parent, independent, mm-hmm. relying on yourself.
Yeah.
A little bit. A lot of students at MATC, most of them are working, going to school, raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of financial pressures that the traditional college student doesn't have.
So my parent or my entire family moved to Arizona 8 or 9 years ago. I ended up moving into Shorewood into like a one bedroom. It was a small apartment, but it was a starter. And the bills were like, the rent was high. I remember my lights getting turned off because I had so much stuff to take care of. The balance built up to about $650, and I have $650 at the time. And I was behind about a month or two on rent. And I reached out to the Fast Fund, and you guys really helped me out in some tough times. I really do appreciate it. Being in school and not having any help from my parents or anything, like I kind of was prideful on just trying to take care of things on my own.
Well, we were able to help you
yeah.
struggle through it, but mm-hmm. if it hadn't been for your fortitude mm-hmm. and your commitment, it wouldn't have happened.
That was MATC graduate Corey Lee speaking with retired professor Michael Rosen, who launched an emergency financial aid program to help students like Corey. Our StoryCorps-inspired series featuring MATC students is produced by education reporter Emily Files. Thanks to the Fast Fund for its help connecting us with students. You can meet all the students and find the complete series by education reporter Emily Files on our website, wuwm.com.